Hey, we're talking about family this morning a little bit. Kathleen Cargill joins us in the studios this morning, and she's hosting a workshop that's coming up called Genealogy, How to Create a Working Binder. Kathleen, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, and thank you for inviting me.
The lovely thing about relatives that you discover online, or especially relatives back in your history, is that they don't show up and drive you nuts on holidays.
Correct.
Isn't that a wonderful thing? Well, how fascinating. We were just chatting a little bit before we went on the air, and you are a cultural anthropologist.
Yes, I am. And the study of genealogy is part and parcel of what we learned as basic a class in undergraduates.
There was a face. Was it something that a lot of people were interested in, that particular course of study at the time, or maybe not so much?
Genealogy is basic to cultural anthropologists. You have to understand how to talk to people in another culture and understand the other culture. And the basic way to do that is to get people to talk about their own family. People love to talk about their own family, their grandparents, their aunts, or uncles. And that's the lead-in to studying cultures in other countries for an anthropologist. For me, when I shifted to genealogy research for the last 5 years, it was a natural add-on for me because I already had this basic training. Plus, I'm endlessly curious about what my ancestors did, were doing, whether or not they were milkmaids or criminals.
Well, and of course, you know, everybody knows the person who the only thing they know about their genealogy is that they come from royalty or that they were a big shot or that nobody ever says, my parents were peasants in Sweden, you know, or fill in the blank.
Yes, the question was asked of me when I was working at the Family History Center one day. One of the other genealogists said, well, have you figured out yet that you're related to royalty in England? Because I was in England and Scotland doing my research. And I said, no. My family built the castles and the churches.
Exactly.
They were the stonemasons. They were not royalty.
So when somebody tells you something like that, you have a better chance of actually believing them. Yeah. My only experience with quote-unquote genealogy, and this really isn't even genealogy, is that I kind of forgot the bit of family history that I knew, and I went to the Ellis Island website. And if your family was not Scandinavian farm people that came over before then, you can put in your name and chances are you may find if your people came through Ellis Island. And a girlfriend of mine was able to do that. I put Johnson into the Ellis Island search engine and I think I broke the internet for the day. So that was like at the point where I said, you know, you really need to get somebody who knows what they're doing to help you with this. You've got a big fat binder in front of you, and it's a bright, cheerful blue, and it's got lots of brightly colored, cheerful sticky notes stuffed into it. That must be the binder that you get to create through this workshop. Tell me a little bit about what you're helping people try to discover.
When I volunteered at the Family History Center, what I discovered was people would come in with binders or folders or boxes full of documents that they had inherited. They simply did not know what to do with them. They were overwhelmed. So I teach people how to sort through the material they have, divide it by family line, get it in order so that they can actually get themselves prepared to do their research. And I found a binder system to be really simple. I started with a half-inch binder, which was a huge mistake. And you can see right now this binder is about 3 or 4 inches.
Exactly. So, that is not a half-inch binder that you have there.
And it's just one part of the family. It's my mother's side of the family, my mother's mother's side of the family, to be specific. I have another binder the same size that is my mother's father's side of the family.
Well, the nice thing I see already about the way that that you've prepared the binder is that this one, although it is stuffed full, there's some room to navigate. You know, the cover closes and it isn't just chock-a-block with everything stuffed in there. So somebody comes in and they say, here's the stuff that Aunt Martha collected, you know, or copies of the stuff that Aunt Martha collected, and here's all of this nonsense. So how do you start to break it down for people?
Well, I suggest to people right away that they set up a space in their home that they can do genealogical research. A table, a desk, if they have a computer, yes, that would be great. Genealogy research takes time, and I don't mean that as a joke. It just simply takes time to do that. And people do get discouraged because of the complexity. But if you have a space already set up in your home, you can just plop yourself down, do the research, pick it up where you left off.
And you've got a place to put the box of documents.
Yes.
You have a shelf
yes.
upon which to store
yes.
the different binders so that it isn't left out on the kitchen table and it's got to be scraped off every day at mealtime.
Right, right. It's a any undergraduate or graduate student knows that you need a designated space to do your work.
Right.
And so that's what I try to teach people to do. I suggest the binders because it's easy to put the material in these binders. I suggest acid-free sheet protectors so that when you are doing your research and handling these documents repeatedly, they're not getting all messed up.
Right.
I originally decided to do this because I was looking for a unique gift to give to my brothers and my nieces and nephews for Christmas a few years ago. So I started with my dad's side of the family, and I've revised that already one time, and I'm probably going to revise again because more and more information is being uploaded onto the Internet, and people have easier access to it. The databases that are on the Internet are dynamic documents. They're being added to on a daily basis. I find the project endlessly fascinating. Just when I think I'm done, I realize that I'm not done. And I find that the most exciting part. I like knowing what my ancestors did, and I like knowing who they are, and I like letting them speak. So within the binder, there are several family lines in each binder, and each person has his or her own biography.
Is that something that you have written yourself
yes.
then, gathered from the information?
Yes.
Now, I can already, for example, picture my daughter rolling her eyes, not a big fan of writing. And yet, did you find that as you worked on this information, familiarized yourself, gathered these documents, that to an extent the biography almost wrote itself?
Yes, yes, exactly. I love that part. I loved saying, oh, is that what you did? Or, oh, is that why that happened? I also want my ancestors to be in their cultural and historic context. So in addition to putting down the basics about each person, I talk a little bit in each biography about what was going on around them at the time. So, for example, when I did my grandmother, she comes from Bermuda, I discovered the Royal Gazette Bermuda edition that was published initially in the late 1700s through to modern times. And it took me weeks. It was digitized. Thank you, University of Florida. It was digitized, and I could search by family name. So it took me several weeks to go through each family name, each person who had married into my grandmother's family line. It was a wonderful source of information because it talked about what was going on in Bermuda. It's a maritime and an agrarian society. So it talked about shipping lines, people who came in on the ships, people who left on the ships, what kinds of items were brought into the island, what the politics was of the time. It talked about the court system. It was one of those newspapers that was everything in the newspaper. And everybody relied on the information that was in there. It was a treasure trove of information for me.
Well, that's wonderful. And, of course, now, I mean, so I think people have been regretting since the dawn of time, I wish I'd asked Mom more. I wish I'd asked
yes.
Dad more. And you realize that you lose these pieces of information over time. And yet, as you mentioned, this incredible richness of history is being added to and made available to us
yes.
if we know how to look for it. And more of it is being made available at all times. And then instead of being overwhelmed by it, you can print the documents that are important. You can print the things that are significant to you. Again, put them in a binder, organize them in a way. And what an incredible gift for somebody. If folks are interested in signing up for your workshop, It's free, it's open to the public, and it's going to be held on Thursday, July 13th. If folks want to get, seating is limited, so if folks want to get involved, they need to call your office, and we'll get a link and a number set up online so that it'll be easy for folks to find. And they say, hey, I want to go. How many people do you limit the workshop to as a rule?
Seating is limited to about 30.
Okay.
And I suggest that people call 733-7586. And leave a message, and I will, that's my line, and I will add you to the list, growing list of students who want to be in the class.
That just sounds fascinating. Kathleen, thank you so much for joining. Like I say, I was thinking about it, you know, today's a perfect day to have this conversation when folks are maybe getting ready to spend some time with relatives. They may discover relatives or family members that they want to know more about or people they never want to talk to again. But it's all about the family when we start talking about holidays.
And what did we mention where the...
Oh, it's going to be held at the in the Ruth Mania Room on the ground floor of the depot. And again, we'll have information on the web for folks that are looking for it. Kathleen, what a treat. Thanks so much for coming
in. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Kathleen Cargill is a cultural anthropologist, and she's leading a workshop called Basic Genealogy, How to Create a Working Binder, giving you some of the ground floor skills that you need to get your information together, to put together some genealogy for your family. And wow, what a great idea for a gift.